Now is our beloved Ascended Master, beloved Jesus the Christ, speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our mighty I Am Presence to draw forth from the great central sun the mightiest love of our life streams and pour it to him with all the gratitude of our hearts for eternity. And may we at all times stand by his side and forever bring his victory through. Beloved of our hearts, I bring you a love tonight from the great central sun, within which is my desire to enfold every life stream on this earth, every physical body and every physical thing in this world, in the mightiest love and the victory of that love, the power of that love, and its almighty control of manifestation from the great central sun. And tonight, I bring it to you, and as its heart flame enfolds you, within which are the words, I am come, will you please accept that I am returning into outer physical conditions as powerfully and as quickly as possible, and as the people will receive me. Thank you so much, and won't you be seated, please? Now, I am ready, and I am willing, and I have all the power to return and do that which I have vowed to accomplish. But there must come from within the life of the unascended mankind in this nation, in this world, the acceptance of my presence. And when even the outer intellectual consciousness will accept that I am again in outer manifestation, I am bringing the sacred fire love which I brought before and which I have poured forth continually throughout the centuries, I am bringing that concentration of that victory again into outer physical conditions to enfold every human being who will acknowledge me and will send forth the desire for that which I can give to blaze everywhere its possession and control of this world and mankind. There must come from the people themselves the acceptance that my love is here. And when the outer intellectual consciousness and the outer feeling of the people of this nation and the world will accept that I am returning in the love I am giving, they will begin to call my love then into outer physical conditions to do that which I vowed to do, to raise all into the same great perfection of my freedom and my mastery. But the people must accept that my love is here, that my love is returning, and that my love is fulfilling the vow I gave to life, because only by my love and only by mankind's acceptance of my love can that be accomplished which I vowed to do to purify and raise mankind into the Ascended Master's octave of perfection. And there is nothing mankind can do in this world, there is no power mankind has, that can fulfill this call except that sacred fire of love from the great central sun and the heart flame of the mighty I Am presence of everyone embodied in this world. Because that sacred fire of love is the power by which my promise can be fulfilled. And therefore, when you who understand this law, who know what the mighty I Am presence is, will give acceptance to my presence here, I will be with you, nearer than breathing and closer than hands and feet. This is the thing I want you to accept, practice daily, pour it forth to all the life you contact. And if there are those in the outer world who question, pay no attention, but just say, I am come in that sacred fire of love that is all a set of master perfection of eternity. And when you call forth to me for that love, I will send as much of it as you can possibly stand, and through you I can put more into the physical structure of earth to control conditions there. But in your dealing with people of the outer world, and there is doubt, just simply say to the people of the outer world, who of you can tell me whether there is love being poured from the heart of the great central sun or the heart of your physical sun? Who of you can tell me whether there is the flame of love coming in which any one of the beloved masters can abide and return and compel the perfection to once again be established in this world? It takes your recognition that I am here with you in order to be the action of the energy in the atmosphere about you by which I can make myself visible to you and to others. Now, I have come visible to many down through the centuries. I have come millions of times to unascended beings. And I am ready to come to every human being on the earth if this acknowledgement is given. But the divine law demands that when the perfection of life and the reality and the authority of the sacred fire is releasing its love and its blessing into this world, the cosmic law demands that mankind recognize it and that mankind understands the effort that life is going to purify this world and return it to the divine perfection which was here in the beginning, which is its destiny, and which is the fulfillment of the divine plan. And since my vow to life, to fulfill the great divine plan that raises all in this world into a set of master perfection, then you, I am depending on you if you will give me this cooperation. Thank you so much. And you can say to people of the outer world who question whether I am coming near or not, you can say to people of the outer world, the love of the ascended Jesus Christ is saying to mankind every instant, day and night, I am come. I am come in that love to purify and set all free. And then say to people of the outer world, will you listen for the great command? Will you listen for the voice of eternal truth to speak its freedom to you? And will you accept the love that is offered? When people of the outer world question these manifestations that we have been drawing forth all over the world for hundreds of years, even before my ascension, I was still pouring love to mankind in this world because I wanted the life streams embodied here to arise and go unto the Father, the mighty I Am Presence, and be ascended hosts and become ascended beings. And only love from the ascended master's octave through the outer self of unascended beings can ever clear the way for mankind to be set free. When I say I am come, I am telling you the truth. My love is here, and I am come in that love. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? And if your beloved I Am Presence reminds you and says to you sometimes when your attention is on something else and you hear from within yourself these words, I am come, stop a moment and accept the flame of love that I release. And when my flame of love comes, it can speak those words to everything that lives and make everything that lives feel my love and know my presence is there. Because within my love is the all-knowing consciousness of the great central sun's perfection of eternity. So when you hear those words or you read them, or you see them anywhere, for a moment, stop and give acceptance to the fact that I am sending another flame of my heart's life from the great central sun and from the ascended master's octave into wherever you are or into conditions of the physical world to blaze here the great perfection to which I referred when I said I would raise all mankind unto a like perfection when I attained it. I wish you would accept this now everywhere you go. And when you think of those words, try to remember they are clothed in my heart's flame of love, and my ascended Jesus Christ presence is present with you in the heart flame of the love which I give. There isn't a thing this won't handle in the physical world if you will recognize it and call it into every physical condition. And when you see, when you hold the picture of that heart flame of gold and pink and blue and blazing white, within which are the words, I am come, just with all you are and have, say to your beloved I Am Presence, blaze that in through and around me and send it forth without limit to control everything in the world around me. I can produce all the miracles that will set the whole world free if every life stream would acknowledge this. Through that, I could bring on the instant into every physical condition in this world whatever sacred fire from the great central sun would consume everything wrong and replace it with the ascended master's perfection of our love for eternity. In this is our almighty ascended master, not only our consciousness, this is the actual heart flame of our individualized life streams from the great central sun. And whoever abides therein will be held within our almighty victory and clothed in the power to attain anything and everything that is the perfection of the ascended master's octave. And while yet ascended, you can be clothed with this if you hold that picture and acknowledge the presence of my love with you. This is what I meant when I said, I am with you always. But people forget me. People forget the words I have spoken. But I spoke the truth. And what I'm telling you tonight is the truth. And if you remember to use it, you become it. And then you become the mastery that raises you above the limitations of this world. And more than that, clothes you with the power to raise others as I have done. You can be clothed with this power if you want it. Thank you so much. Now, this is the fulfillment of the divine plan. Because the divine plan of this world is to purify all here and perfect all here and raise all here into the ascended master's perfection. So when you say, I am come to fulfill the divine plan, and I am here, I am come with the love that is that perfection. Only that love can say, beloved ones, that I am here. That is the love of my own life. When I offered you my love, and I asked you to use it, and I ask you to use these words, I am come within the flame of love from my heart, I ask you to be as aware of that heart flame around you, enfolding you, and blazing through you. Be as aware of its presence around you as you are of your hands and feet. Be aware of the love I have given, and it will never desert you, and it will never fail you to fulfill every call you make as you acknowledge it and acknowledge that my love is master in this world. And oh, if you'll only use it and call it into conditions everywhere, I can blaze it until it fills the earth and forever perfects everything here. There is only one thing needed in the whole world to purify and set it free, and that is the ascended master's heart flame of that love from the great central sun. And it is the master presence of perfection for eternity, and it is that which has created all systems of worlds. And therefore that love is greater than mankind can understand. But whether you understand it or not has nothing to do with it. If you will use it, it will prove itself. If you will use it, it will perfect everything wherever you call it forth. And if you will ask your mighty I Am Presence and me to make you that heart flame of my presence come, I will not deny you. Your mighty I Am Presence will not deny you. The blessed Saint Germain won't deny you, and neither will any other ascended master. All you need is to keep acknowledging that my love is with you, and I am that love. That love is my life and my presence. Therefore, my presence is with you, and I am come in that love. Thank you so much. And now there are limitless legions from the great central sun of that sacred fire love so great, so almighty, so overpowering to everything that is of human creation, that it is like the sun coming close into outer physical conditions with a love and a light so bright There isn't anything can stand against it. Won't you accept that? Won't you accept its power? Won't you accept this presence with you as a controlling intelligence of the sacred fire that controls everything and changes everything into its own perfection? If you will accept this tonight, if you will use it every time you turn around, whenever things are needed in the outer world that are required to produce that which is constructive or protect what is constructive, you can say, since we gave you the use of our Ascended Master Consciousness, you can say to your beloved I Am Presence and all the Ascended Hosts, to the beloved I Am Presence which I am that sacred fire love come into every physical condition that controls every condition. This is the love that prevents all wrong. This is the love that solves your problems. This is the love that corrects your mistakes. And there isn't anything it won't do to produce perfection for you. And when you begin to use it for yourself and you see the answers to your calls, then set it into action in and around every human being that comes to your attention and simply call forth my cosmic heart flame of the invincible almighty mastery of the sacred fire control of this world, and acknowledge I am here, I am there, I am everywhere in the love of eternity. If only mankind would acknowledge the mastery of our love as much as human beings fear the destructive conditions of the outer world, we could set you free almost overnight. Mankind must awaken. Mankind must use our love if it is going to be saved from its own destruction. Therefore, when you want peace in the outer world, when you know the nations of the world are planning more and more war, then acknowledge that I am come in the fiery Christ blue lightning love from the great central sun to sweep into annihilation everything that is of war. I hope you will try this for the next 30 days and let's see what we can do. Thank you so much, precious ones. People do not understand what the sacred fire love of life is. People do not understand how powerful it is and how it can come everywhere because it is master over everything in existence. But people know very little about the sacred fire love, or they would use it in everything from the tiniest detail to the greatest accomplishment of worldwide activities. This is the love that illumines infinite space. This is the love that illumines everything in every system of worlds, and there is no place in existence where it cannot be flashed to control all manifestation. And if you will become acquainted with it, use it in and around yourselves, clothe everybody and everything with it, it will prove itself every time you call it into existence. And there isn't once it'll ever fail you. Therefore, when I said I am with you always, I knew what I was talking about. I know how much love I can release. I know how much love I have released. I know what yet is needed to free this world. And we are hoping to release as much of it as possible through you, if you will accept this tonight, that I am come in the love that sets all free for eternity. Thank you so much. Now, in your calls to me, when you have made mistakes, and you call to me for the correction of that mistake, I am come in the love, which I am. When I answer your call, I can blaze that flame of love, and everything that is a mistake is consumed, and perfection, which corrects things, put it in its place for eternity. And as you call it forth into every problem, my dear ones, you cannot imagine the power that you can have and become, the power that will give you victory over everything in your experience. When you begin to say, I am the ascended Jesus Christ, sacred fire of love, come to master here the condition of human creation. You have to acknowledge it. Your own beloved I Am Presence will release through you its own heart's flame and its blazing light, because your own heart's flame of your mighty I Am Presence and my love are one. Those flames are not separate. I am one with all the love in infinite space. I am one with all the love in the great central sun. I am one with all the love that manifests your physical sun. And I am love. I am one with all the love of your own mighty I Am Presence. And when you acknowledge by the great creative word of God, of life, I am the sacred fire love of the ascended Jesus Christ, come to master this condition. You can call the same thing forth from every ascended master and cosmic being, and there isn't one that'll ever fail you. This world doesn't need mankind's intellectual explanation of conditions of the outer world. It needs just one thing, the sacred fire love that is all perfection of everything, all mastery over everything, and the cosmic source of the boundless blessings of the limitless treasure house of God. Your beloved mighty I Am Presence can call forth from the great central sun and from the ascended master's temples of the sacred fire, the mightiest sacred fire love and power of all creation. And when your mighty I Am Presence answers your call, it has to release a flame of its love, of its own life, in order to be the answer of your call. So tonight, we want to help you love the world enough tonight to use all the sacred fire from the great central sun, the sacred fire of the eternal almighty victory, you know, that love to which I have called your attention several times, the love that is so great, so deep, so all-powerful, that it just breathes into outer conditions and perfection is manifested. So when I say I am come, I am the love of my life which I have given for the redemption of the world. Therefore tonight, if you will help me to call this into every physical condition, we can consume as quickly as possible as much of the destructive forces that would try to wreck your nation as can be consumed by your response to this power which I offer to purify and protect and save your nation and to be the guard of everything that is constructed throughout the world. And if you hear the words within and around you, I am come, stop and recognize that the flame of my life's love and the flame of the love from all the ascended masters and cosmic beings is being lowered in and around you to help control conditions protect what is right, fulfill the divine plan, fulfill your calls, and charge you with the power of victorious accomplishment, and hold you invincible and protected against the forces that otherwise seek only to destroy you. Please practice this, if you will. When you acknowledge that I am come, you give me the open door for another frame of my love to be placed in this world in physical conditions to control there everything that passes that way for the rest of eternity. So, blessed ones, I can give no more than my life. I have given my life for the redemption of the world. My life is my love. And if the world is to be redeemed, I am come. I must come to purify and set free the life that has been enslaved in destructive conditions and that will seek to destroy everything until the purification takes place. So when I say, I am come to purify a condition, then the master power of that love can sweep into annihilation everything that is not the purity of the ascended master's octave for eternity. When you acknowledge, I am come into your consciousness to bring you my ascended master consciousness of my mastery over the heat of this world, my love pouring in and around you will make you master over all hatred, over all selfishness, over every problem in this world. And this is why I bring it to you tonight. It is the treasure house of existence. It is the power of indestructible mastery over all physical manifestations. And it only does one thing, and that is to enfold you and love you out of the clutches of the hordes of evil until the sacred fire can consume them. This is not difficult, beloved ones. Make up your mind to call to your mighty I Am presence and to us to make your outer intellectual consciousness remember this 1,000 times a day if need be, to acknowledge it in physical control of every condition that needs correction and protection, and that which is constructive can be protected and raised and expanded to help fulfill the divine plan. And you can't fulfill the divine plan without acknowledging the sacred fire love of our ascended master consciousness. Even your mighty I Am presence, with all the love it has given you down through the ages, when it wishes to accomplish something, it must be held and protected. Whatever it wishes to accomplish, it must be surrounded by the sacred fire from the ascended master's octave. And our love must manifest in and around that to keep it insulated from the other activities of life in the atmosphere about you until it fulfills your call. So, blessed ones, there is no such thing as failure to anyone who will acknowledge this and set it into action 1,000 times a day if need be into everything you do in the physical world. And you cannot experience anything of discord. When you call this into action, it produces a light, and the hordes of evil know better than to come that way. I bring it to you tonight for your invincible protection and ask you to use it in outer physical conditions to fill your nation with what I know will purify it enough to save it and will awaken the people within this nation to the almighty hand of God. And when mankind sees flames in the atmosphere, which we can make visible to correct conditions, unascended mankind doesn't oppose us. And when this is the action of this sacred fire of our love, we ask you to use it now And please acknowledge that I am come to abide with you, to stay with you, to correct all conditions here till this world is purified and returned to its almighty perfection of from whence it came, at this time into the cosmic victory of all eternity. And there is nothing greater than the heart flame of that sacred fire of love of the ascended masters, almighty presence and control of all manifestation. And in the fullness of that, from the great central sun's heart, I am come to set you free. So from tonight, may you feel it, become enfolded in it. May you draw forth its boundless power, gain a momentum of it, and wrap it around everybody and everything with the command that I am come to set the world eternally free. And I will be with you. I will keep my promise. And wherever I am, you may be also, if you call this into outer action as quickly as possible. So to this end, do enfold you tonight in the victory which it is, and in the legions of the angels of the sacred fire, who when they come, blaze that sacred fire, and nothing on the planet can oppose them. This is the power I ask you to use tonight. This is the power I ask you to blaze in and around yourselves, to be a momentum by which you can accomplish anything constructive, and the fulfillment of the divine plan is yours in everything you wish to accomplish until we come to you. And I'm speaking now at that moment when all the ascended hosts and the angelic hosts and the cosmic beings take possession of the atmosphere of Earth and return to show mankind the master control of the powers and nature and forces of the elements, and take command and compel the consuming of mankind's human creation. And to this end, will we give you every assistance to the fulfillment of your calls tonight for the correction of mistakes, the solution of problems, the consuming of limitation, and the prevention of everything wrong. And when you say, I am the ascended Jesus Christ presence and prevention of all wrong, I will be with you in that flame to fulfill that call. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Now, when I said I am with you always, it was to remind you of the immortality of the sacred fire of our love and our ascended master consciousness. Therefore, when you live in every moment in the day, or many times a day by your acknowledgement that I am come to purify and raise all into a center master perfection. When you remember, I said, I am with you always, and therefore this love is beside you and enfolding you and can go ahead of you and prepare your way. This love can tell you ahead of time all you need to know to protect you and fulfill the divine plan and make you master over all destructive conditions. So as we enfold you tonight in our protecting radiance and all the power of the sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave, we send back to abide with you those cosmic legions of that sacred fire that remind you again and again of those words, I am come in the heart flame of the love that is master of all in this world. Abide within it, go forward and use it everywhere, and be the victory of its almighty control wherever you abide, and raise all that you contact into its own heart flame also. So I clothe you in the reminder that I am with you always, and the sacred fire of my I Am presence, which I am, is the love of eternity. And that sacred fire love is one with your own beloved I Am presence, one with the heart center of creation, one with every ascended master and cosmic being in existence, and all the ascended hosts will be with you to do whatever is necessary to consume what is wrong and hold the victory of everything that fulfills the divine plan in and around you for the freedom of your nation and bring peace to the earth once again, this time in cosmic control for eternity. Thank you with all my heart, and I am come to abide with you forever. Thank you for your presence with us tonight. Blaze through us that constant reminder of your presence with us as the sacred fire control of all manifestation wherever we abide, now and forever. We thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of the ascended Jesus Christ, sacred fire control of all manifestation, and acknowledging his presence, we ask it to blaze everywhere, whatever is necessary to compel all evil to cease to be and remove from this world everything that is not his love for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us, whatever you know makes us your victory over all of this world as soon as possible. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Now to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us as soon as possible in all outer physical activities in this world. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress this beloved ascended Jesus Christ, sacred fire heart flame of his love. And those words, I am come, speak to every bit of life on this earth and make everything that lives hear his acknowledgement of his presence with us and his sacred fire love that raises all to perfection for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with what they know is the constant reminder to mankind in the outer world, our beloved Jesus' presence with us and his almighty sacred fire control of all in existence. We ask the atmosphere of earth to be charged with his almighty acknowledgement, I am come. And his heart flame blazes and forever raises all to his great perfection. We thank thee forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations. And now we ask for our beloved Jesus, enfolding heart flame with his acknowledgement that I am come, to enfold everyone in this class tonight, everyone returning home from this conclave, and to abide with each one until the outer world forever acknowledges his presence here. And we thank thee. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may beloved Jesus blaze those words, I am come, and I am the Prince of Peace. May that flame blaze those words into every bit of life on this, not only this continent, but everywhere in this world. Every bit of life in existence, hear that command, and forever know what freedom is. And we thank thee.